and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card, powered by Aspen Dental on Star 99.9.
Every week, we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Tomorrow's an exciting day. We've got the new furniture for Barkley being delivered.
True. Which means I have to be home for like 8 hours because you never know when these people are going to show up. God forbid they give you a time and get there.
Right, that's true. I like when they give the windows that's like 17 hours long. Like, we'll be there between 7 a.m. and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's like, right. Are you kidding? Like, that's the window?
That's the whole day, right? Yeah.
But Raven said, and we had talked to an expert about this, that you were the reason why you had to return the other couch because you insisted that Barkley didn't like it.
I was the reason? Okay. The dog was a big part of the reason. But the couch is terrible, Anna. It's so skinny. Like, you can't lay on it. The dog can't snuggle. It's a terrible couch. I hate the couch.
I got to tell you, I've never in my life heard of somebody returning a couch. I didn't even think you could do that. Like, once you have a couch delivered to your home, like, how often do people return couches?
Well, it wasn't just that. Like, the accent marks on the couch don't line up. So that is why we are returning the couch.
We had valid excuses.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I drilled on them. I worked on them with these said excuses. But they tried to wiggle out of it at first. But then they went for it.
So you basically lied and purposely altered the couch to return it.
I didn't alter
anything
on the couch.
I mean, if you saw the photos, you'd see that nothing lines up on it, which their excuse is all the pieces are manufactured separately, so they don't always line up, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, hold on. Before I forget, remember last week when we were talking about how he's always so rough when he kisses you goodbye in the morning? Like, goodbye, Alicia, I love you. He came in the other day and he goes, I'm in so much trouble. He's like, I fell into her. I go, what? He's like, yeah, I fell into her, like elbowed her in the face. I'm like, you did what? What happened?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened. But the day prior to him falling into me, he claimed that he's so quiet and tiptoes around and I'm in the middle of the bed, so he has to sneak over to kiss me. He grabbed my butt before he kissed me goodbye, Anna. Who does that? If you're trying to not wake me up, that was that day. The next day, he says he fell and literally fell in and like smacked my face with his face, gave me beard rash on my cheek. It was ridiculous.
I was carrying my shoes in one hand and like my belt in the other hand because I was being so quiet because she had been complaining about this so much that I lost my balance. Again, I mean, it's 4 a.m. It's dark. I'm old now.
You're lucky you weren't severely injured, Alicia.
I'm not a professional ballet dancer or something like that. A gymnast, all right?
We need a new plan for 4 a.m. because I'm just tired.
Yeah, maybe you just leave like a post-it note on the bedpost, you know? Like, see you later. You can draw lots of hearts on it. You can kiss that post-it note right on her nightstand.
Seems impersonal, but at least I could work the week ahead.
Right. There you go. So based on that, what kind of a grade do you want to give him this week?
He's going to get a B, Anna.
Yeah, just like an average week. Same old nonsense. Accidentally tried to kill you in the morning, like fell into you. I think a B is appropriate.
I'll take it.